Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
All right, fellas and ladies. From PurpleRoad.com, a Colorado Rockies blog, we welcome in Mr. Andrew Martin. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing just fine, Joe. How are you?
Outstanding. All right, here's the thing. Colorado, every year, we go back to 07 when they got, you know, owned in the World Series by the Red Sox, who, you know, ultimately won the championship after they had this tear through the playoffs, won 21 of 22 or 22 of 23, whatever it was. And that was after they fired their manager, if I'm not mistaken, or they shook things up. Is that how this team operates? They get rid of personnel, and they're good. They got rid of Clint Hurdle and Jim Tracy's here, and now they are the best thing since sliced bread.
Well, a lot of the problem happened because Clint Hurdle had basically grown up with the team. We had to go through an entire organizational shift from, you know, being, you know, the Mike Hampton and Denny Nagel days to being a homegrown organization. And because Hurdle came up with a lot of the club, he had a lot of personal involvement there. And he was a very hands-on manager, very friendly with the players, but it created an awkward atmosphere for the guys because they were afraid to fail because it cost him his job, and it was a lot of, you know, personal pressure there. And so when the organization finally said it's time for a change, it was a giant weight off everyone's shoulders, knowing that, you know, them striking out or losing a game wasn't going to cost Clint Hurdle his job, and now they're just playing to win.
All right. So obviously they've skyrocketed. They have, you know, within this past week have really pulled ahead in the wild card chase. I'll be honest with you. I really don't like this team. I think it is a team that is a bit of a smokescreen. I don't think it's as good as it's performing, kind of like what we saw with the Dodgers early on. But it has been on a hot roll. One of the big – with the key to their winning this year – and maybe I'm wrong in saying that it is overrated, but their starting pitching has been tremendous. That's something I can't argue with. They went out and they got Jason Marquis, another person who I just absolutely can't stand as a pitcher, but he has had an outstanding year deep into ball games, and he's really – it was a big scare, Jason Marquis, a classic high ERA, decent innings pitch kind of guy, but a high ERA pitching in that, you know, high altitude. He's just been outstanding, and so the rest of their starters. What do you have to say for their starting rotation?
Oh, for starters, let me address the smokescreen thing. The Pythagorean win-loss has us as being one game worse than our actual record is, so it's not too far of a cry to say that we're really this good. In terms of the starting pitching, Yubaldo Jimenez, I mean, the guy has a stuff, hands down. Not only is he fastest fastball in the majors at about 96 on average, he's also developed a really solid two-seamer, and he's able to get a lot of ground balls. He's almost turned into an extreme ground baller. You have Aaron Cook, who's been kind of the cornerstone of this staff, and he's, again, extreme ground baller. No strikeout potential, really, but keeps the ball on the ground for that infield defense. Now, Marquis, the big thing they've been praising him for is, he actually gives the credit right to pitching coach Bob Apodaca. They basically fixed the sinker and got it working again. He's back to being an extreme ground baller as well. Reclamation case, Jorge De La Rosa, who we did last year. I mean, a little bit of a head case last year, but the guy is just a strikeout machine. He's already set single-season records for strikeouts by a Rockies pitcher, and he's just on his way to continuing to being a solid backhand pitcher. He's a little up and down, but he's kind of settling in. And the number five, Jason Hamill, we traded a single-A pitcher for him this year, and Hamill's just been outstanding. A bit shaky at the beginning, but, you know, young pitcher coming to a new league, new team, new environment entirely. Hamill's really settled himself down into being it's kind of tough to say the best number five starter in the league, but I don't think it's too tall of a claim to make that, to say that.
Well, I think they're good. They definitely benefit from being in a rather shoddy division, to say the least. But, I mean, you can't argue. At the end of the day, wins are wins, and they've compiled them since they've got the new manager. Another interesting thing we're taking note of is that it seems like they produce all these homegrown players. Of course, Marquis, a big part of them this year, not homegrown, but you've seen guys, it seems like everybody on that team has had a great year. Spielberg is a guy who I believe came up with them, and they have this surplus. What do you have to say for them? I guess you can say a smaller market team that is developing all this homegrown talent.
Well, it's become the new organizational philosophy. For Purple Row, I just finished a interview with the Rockies Director of Player Development, Mark Gustafson, and he says that is the organizational philosophy now. They're committed to their guys. They're committed to their guys in the minors. They're committed to the entire you know, minor league system and the homegrown talent, as we can obviously see. The strength of that is these guys, you know, all played in the minors. They know how to react to each other. They know how to feel together. They know how to work together. And coming up, they already have a lot of that chemistry built in. And it keeps costs down, obviously, because we got, you know, half our starting lineup is made of league minimum players or just above there. And a few of the bigger price players are just the guys who are able to stick around and are taking the arbitration raises. I don't mean to call the organization cheap, but it's a cost-effective way to make a winning organization that plays the way they want them to play, that follows the entire philosophy from the minors all the way up to the top, and that's pitching, fielding, batting, all that.
Yeah, well, not everybody has an unlimited payroll like the Yankees, so, I mean, anyway, you can get it done. You got to get it done. Here's an interesting thing. You know, it's no secret we're recording this before the show. They're 20 games over 500 as of right now during this interview. They're in good position to win the wild card. If the playoffs started today, it looks like they'd be facing the St. Louis Cardinals. The St. Louis Cardinals, because the Dodgers, they can't play their own division if they win the wild card. Can you give me your vote of confidence in them beating the Cardinals if you think they could? And could you please make the case that they could if they could?
Oh, absolutely. We actually were talking about this on Purple Row during a post-game discussion. The Rockies stack up with the Cardinals pound for pound all the way across. It really comes down to, I mean, it's not every single player is obviously better than every one of their players, because there's this Albert Pujols fellow who, you know, he's the best. But, you know, our players can match up with any of their players, and that's defense, that's offense. The weakness for the Rockies, and as much as it's our strength, the Cardinals have a better top three in the form of Wainwright, Carpenter, and Pinero. But
You honestly believe that offensively they match up to the Cardinals?
Absolutely.
How do you figure?
Well, they're the first offensive team in the majors right now, most runs scored.
Well, take ballpark into consideration, and then, you know, I'm not saying they don't have good hitters, but let's be honest, they don't have the Matt Holliday, the Albert Pujols, you know, the Ludwigs, and all those guys. They have a lot of – it's tough to say, you know, playing fantasy baseball, you know, I'm a fan of American League teams, so, but I'm looking at this, they have a lot of guys, like Tulowitzki's been up and down, then you have a guy like, I forget if it was Stewart or Barnes. But both of them, they're kind of hit-and-miss guys. I mean, you really think that they stack up with the Cardinals?
We've got to look at the entire package there. You look at position by position. Obviously, Pujols is going to take the cake at first base. I'm not even going to pretend to argue that. Third base, Ian Stewart's a much, much better glove than whoever the Cardinals are tossing out there. I know DeRosa's not a bad third-base glove at all, but Stewart's more attuned to the position. Skip Schumacher at second, no faith in his fielding abilities. And while Barmas is a bit of a black hole of a bat right now, I'm not going to make any claims that he's not, but he's the best defensive second fielder, you know, that's going to be in this matchup here. Center field, Dexter Fowler or Carlos Gonzalez, whichever one ends up starting, they got Colby Rasmus beat by bats entirely. Seth Smith in left field, it doesn't stack up against Holiday, but it stacks up nicely against Ryan Ludwig if we're just going to go for straight-up backs. I mean, Ludwig is a solid bat, but he's a bit of a quad fielding. We got the better defensive outfield, even accounting for Brad Hobb.
All right.
The
pitching definitely could stack up, especially I'm not sold on Wainwright, and Carpenter seems like he can get hurt at any time. So, I mean, Jimenez and all those other guys can stack up. Here's the thing I forgot to mention to you, and then we'll talk about one more thing. Todd Helton, one of my favorite players of all time. Where the hell has he come from this year? Talk about a renaissance year. He's 36, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, yeah, sure, he's not hitting the 30-whatever home runs that he used to hit, but goddamn, he is hitting 325 or something around there. I mean, where is this coming from? How great and how big is he to this team? Not only, of course, he's the veteran leader, but, I mean, from an offensive output, and he's one of the better defensive first basemen. I mean, how big has this been, and how much of a surprise is it as you look back on, you know, your preseason outlooks and what have you?
Well, Todd Helton never quits. I mean, it's just a generic athlete kind of thing to say, but the guy really does not quit. Last season, we thought, oh, his career's over. He's done for. He had a crippling back injury, as we're all aware of. Massively successful surgery, massively successful rehab. And while he doesn't have that power swing, the power swing's been gone for a few years. It just happens with the older guys. And Todd Helton's more of a line drive hitter anyway. You check out his numbers, I mean, he's a 320 batter. It's just how he is. He walks the pile, and he can crank in 40 doubles a season, guaranteed. In terms of defense, he's not the quickest in fielding the ball off the bat anymore, but I will challenge you to find any first baseman who is better at picking a ball out of the dirt than Todd Helton. I don't think he can do it. It's just great to have him back and stroking the ball like he always does.
All right, absolutely. And final thing, a lot of wild card teams over the past couple of years, and ultimately that is probably, unless something dramatic happens in the remaining 20 or so games, we've seen a lot of wild card teams end up in the World Series. Do you see this team going there? And if not, I mean, if you cannot be so fanish about it, which I know is hard, but, I mean, do you see this team, is it capable of going to the World Series? And if not, what do you think its ceiling is?
The reason I would say no, and I want to say yes, but we're not being homers here, this team is a good team. It's just a flat-out good team, but I doubt we're going to have another magical 10-game winning streak to end the season or anything like that. But the difference is that the club is playing consistently good ball. It's a bit of a downturn right at the exact moment, but we're still winning games. I mean, I think we can make it past the Cardinals. That will be the series to watch, in my opinion, in the playoffs, is Rockies and Cardinals, should they meet together in the first round there. I think we can take the Phillies, too. I don't see anything against that, really, but the thing that's going to be their downfall, it's a good downfall to have, but we got a lot of young talent still in the forms of Gonzalez and Fowler and Stewart, who are supposed to be cornerstones of the team. And we're hoping that the veteran leadership coming from the guys who have been there, who were on that 07 squad, are going to be able to kind of pick up for the, you know, the excitement of the, oh, wow, look, we're actually here, and make sure that everyone realizes, hey, this is a game we're playing. We're going to win this. This is only goodness. Look how far we've gone. Realistically, well, everyone knows the playoffs are a crapshoot, but I'm not just going to hop out on that. I want to say the Rockies can make it past the DS. I really strongly do. The CS is going to prove to be more of a challenge, and realistically, I think our pitchers are going to be tired. It'll be interesting to see how we stack up against whoever makes it to the next round. Not going to count them out, but I'm not going to put money on them at this point in time either.
All right, totally fair, totally knowledgeable. Thank you very much for your opinions. Talk to you later. Andrew, sorry if you don't like being called Andy. Andrew of PurpleRoad.com. More after this. Thanks for coming on, Andy.
Hey, thanks
Andrew,
very much.
Andrew, sorry.
Not a problem.
Take care.
See ya.